Railways, Aosta Presendidie. This section was built in 1929 with the aim of transporting to Aosta the coal, which was brought down from the mines of La Tuile via a ropeway as far as Morges. From here, the railway was extended as far as Presendidie, with the prospect that was never accomplished of continuing on to Courmayeur. The stations have large cylindrical pilasters, long supporting beams and robust top-supporting structures in wood. The cladding, that was also in timber, was intended to help the buildings blend in harmoniously with the alpine landscapes. The routes are steeply sloping, often with grounded-off gables and broad projections in order to protect the electricity supply lines, which no longer exist. The buildings, which resembled the nearby examples of rural architecture, such as the historic Casina La Olla in Inderod, intended to express a close relationship with the local area and culture. The other structures, such as bridges and galleries, were built using exposed stone. Even though the station comes in three different sizes, all examples of this type of building display the same architectural features, since they have exactly the same functions to perform. The largest and most important stations of those of Morges and Presendidie. The station of Morges in particular provides the finest expression of this kind of architecture. The crossed windows, chimneys, reddish-brown timber cladding, heavy stone walls and complex timber consoles are ostensibly part of a symbol environment. The basic prismatic volume of the building includes an advanced body facing the railway, supported by five slightly tapering cylindrical pilasters, and on the opposite side, two light avant-corps in stone with timber background. The height of the building is in similar proportions to its floor plan, with broad porticos at ground level, which create adequate covered space. Other medium-sized stations in Sarre, Saint-Pierre, Villeneuve, Alvier, La Salle, whereas the remaining stations and signal boxes are all small in size.